it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fetterman remains a critic of the federal government shutdown.
We must keep our government open. And if somebody wants to primary me or the party wants to vote me out, it's like I'm going to go down being honest and telling you that this is wrong.
And for those who voted for him, that has always been his attitude. That's not a surprise to people in Pennsylvania, but is a surprise to many across the country.
And that interview was on Fox News. Michael Keaton's name is spelled wrong.
What?
On his Walk of Fame plaque. It's not the name on the star, but the one on the description after that. They spell Michael E-A-L at the end instead of the way it should be. I'm going to have to replace that bronze plaque.
I'm Batman.
I feel bad. Nancy Polinsky Johnson, who's the creator and the director of this nonprofit, she felt bad. I mean, how do you go 13 years in the making, one of the two living members of the class of 10, and they spelled Michael wrong.
I know. Every so often, you'll get like a big sign will have a misspell on it, like a banner hanging over a street, or maybe a billboard, an electronic billboard will have a misspell on it like that. And so I'm going to be interested to see how the Walk of Fame people have fun with this. I'm sure they will.
So wait a minute, because many people misspell Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
It's Michael is the right, that's the right way.
And it was spelled E-A-L.
You got it.
You pointed, yeah. I got you.
And somebody picked up on that right away.
Whoops.
Probably an English teacher, right? And then this guy had some pretty interesting things to say about being a Green Bay Packer and a Pittsburgh Steeler in a scrum with reporters.
Always said there's something in the water when you look at the great quarterbacks that have come from the area. But it's fun to be a part of this organization and the iconic Packers organization for so long, too.
Yeah, I just think he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's saying there's no revenge going on here. He's just happy to have the experience in both places.
Yeah, and I think he's shown that in everything he's done and said. He seems like he's genuinely just plain enjoying his time here.
His knowledge of football is top level. I mean, I didn't realize he knew that much about the history of football. He's a student of the game.
Oh, yeah. He was asked about a play in a game a long time ago, and he detailed. He remembered exactly. And, you know, he loves Green Bay, too.
I have a lot of great memories from my time there. A lot of great interactions with fans over the years. Living in Green Bay, living in Suamico, living in Hobart, going to Chives, being out and about, seeing people at the Piggly Wiggly when I'm shopping for groceries. I grew up there. I spent 18 years there from 21 to 39, so I'm thankful for my time there. Obviously, would have loved to ride off in the sunset after a Super Bowl win, but that's not the way the league goes sometimes. I knew the writing was on the wall when Jordan was picked, and as a matter of time, I happened to win MVP the first 2 years he was with us. But I knew at some point there would be a change, and if I wanted to play, I'd probably have to be elsewhere. So I understand the situation. You know, we live and we learn, and I have nothing but love and appreciation for the fan base, for the city of Green Bay, for the city of Suamico and Hobart, where I lived for so many years. I'm excited to see a lot of those people.
That's class.
You know, Larry, this is not the Aaron Rodgers we were being told about when they were talking with the guy, and we were waiting so long. There was a lot of negative coverage of Aaron Rodgers, but when you listen to what he's actually saying while he's here, it's a completely different Aaron Rodgers. I did not know about this side of him until he started talking with our media.
Yeah, you kind of waited to see, well, how's this going to go? And he made it clear, look, my private life is private. He got married. We don't know anything about his wife, and that's fine.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
I don't care.
Just win, baby.
Yeah.
Just win.
And if it doesn't go well, if it falls apart for some reason and collapses, it's still been a good experience. I mean, the guy's been terrific so far.
He seems to express, and he has detailed, and we aired those this morning, a great appreciation for the city and the people of it. And fans, believe me, they pick up on that
too. You bet they do.
So I'm guessing Sunday night, the offense will be introduced at Acrisure, and your quarterback is going to be getting a huge ovation.
And I'll tell you another thing. I hope the defense finds some fixes. Man.
Okay, well, that's another story. They're working on it.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.